There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? This is Michael Rapport. You are now listening to the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. On today's podcast, a full review of Mics and Men, the Wu-Tang documentary. I loved it. Alabama has signed an abortion ban. There are sick, sick fucks in Alabama. We break down 25 of them. Plus, the question has been asked, and I will answer it. Is Lamar Odom a stick man or not? That and so much more on a brand new banging, big body, I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, bring something in right now. Yeah, you hear that. Yes, yes. As always, we start this off by saying, I need something real nice. Yes. Something real proper. Yes. But most importantly, let me get something real funky. It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. All right. Have no fear. The I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast is here. My name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. White Mike, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Great Disruptor, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. Mr. A.k.a. And I'm sure I forgot a few more. We're here at the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, the only non-fact-checking entity in the world. You know how we get down, fresh off one of the best podcasts ever. One of the best podcasts ever, the last episode, where I proved that sometimes goats are also part snake. I'll say it again. I proved once and for all that sometimes goats are also part snakes. What can I say? I didn't ask. I did not choose this disruptive life. This disruptive life chose me. I did not get involved in this life to make friends. Yet here we are. Here we are with so many friends, so many listeners. Now, we've been talking about this for about 2 months now. May 21st is go time. May 21st, we will be exclusively on Luminary, okay? We will exclusively be on Luminary Media. I'm excited about it. Listen, blood, sweat, and tears. I told you there's 40 plus other podcasts on there. But most importantly to you guys, the Dingo, the Gringo Mandingo, the champion, championship podcasting will be exclusively on Luminary Media starting next Tuesday, May 21st. Next Tuesday, the podcast will be found exclusively on the Luminary app, on Luminary Premium. Sign up now. Get your first 3 months for free on the house. Use the link luminary.link/Rappaport to get the first 3 months of the world's most disruptive podcast on the house. Listen, people, I don't want to ever, I promise to never fuck the fans. I vow, like my wedding vows, like my commitment to my wife, like commitment to my dog Weezy, like my commitment to my kids, to never stop being disruptive, to never stop telling it like the fuck it is. We're moving to Luminary. Sign up at luminary.link/Rappaport to get the first 3 months of the world's most disruptive podcast on the house. That's where we're going to be. I'm hyped about it. I hope you guys are hyped about it as well. Okay? It's going down for fucking real. May 21st at Luminary Media. I'm pumped. The Dust Brothers are pumped. What a week it's been. What a week it's been. Now, I'll just say my final thing about the goats that are also part snakes. Since the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, the LeBron James reality check, LeBron James himself, the fakest guy in the NBA, has blocked me on Twitter. Now, I'm not one of these people who takes it as a medal of honor to be blocked. But with this one, I have to say, I had to pat myself on the back because I don't even tweet this fucking guy. But rest assured, LeBron, quote unquote, King James, he heard the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And after that, he blocked me. Sometimes the fucking truth just hurts. It just hurts. Reality strikes back. What a week it's been. The other day, I had such a crazy day. I had such a great day, such a busy day, and I was just thinking, like, God fucking damn, I'm lucky motherfucker, man. I woke up in the morning at around 5:30 in the morning. I went over to Undisputed with my guys, Skip and Shannon, and I told them about all my feelings, frustrations, and shock with Zion Williamson not being the pick of the New York Knicks. Of course, Zion Williamson, the New Orleans Pelicans got the number one pick, and then the Memphis Grizzlies got the number two pick, and the number three pick went to the New York Knicks. And I don't know what gave me the impression, or I was like sort of buying into the fact that the draft was rigged, and that the ping pong balls were frozen, and that Adam Silver and David Stern and the ghost of John Havlicek and the ghost of Dave DeBuscher and the ghost of Wilt Chamberlain were somehow, some way setting it up that the number one pick was going to definitely go to New York. But I was buying into that. I was like, yeah, we're going to get the number one pick, and we're going to get KD, and if we want Kyrie, we're going to get it. I was believing the memes. You know how they say, don't believe the hype? The great Chuck D, Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, Terminator X, they said, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the memes. You know all the internet memes? They had KD, Kyrie, and Zion all dressed up in Knicks uniforms. Well, that fucking didn't happen. Didn't work out that way. So yes, now I have Zion derangement syndrome. And you sit there and you watch this kid talk. He's literally, truly 18. They checked his paperwork. He's a 6'7", 285-pound 18-year-old. Can you imagine if you have a kid who's 6'7", 285 fucking pounds, and he can't play basketball? The amount of food you have to pay for to feed, house, and keep a fucking 6'7", 285-pound beast healthy? I mean, the thing about Zion Williamson, he seems like you just get the feeling that he's the real deal. Like, whether or not he'll be super duper great, or just very good, he's very likable. He's like fucking Bam Bam. He truly is like a real life, high flying Bam Bam. And they carted him out there and they got a camera in his face. And of course, he believed the memes too. It wasn't just, the Gringo Mandingo. Zion was like, I'm going to wind up in New York or L.A. Nah, it didn't work out that way. You're going to be in New Orleans. And anybody out there who's saying, oh, Zion should stay another year at Duke University, he ain't going back to Duke. Okay? Are you going to turn into a fucking circus act? A freak show? He's not going back to Duke. Now, whether he gets traded or not from New Orleans and Anthony Davis, I have no idea. Back to me, because I have Zion derangement syndrome. I've talked about it enough. I've thought about it enough, and I'm sure everybody is draft pick lottery. We're all done with it right now. But I went to Undisputed with Shannon and Skip, and then I went to the Howard Stern wrap-up show where I brought shock and awe and devastation to Tooth. Big Tooth, Gary Delabonte, and the rest of them, I fucking grounded and pounded those motherfuckers as hard as I possibly could. And I warned them. I said, yes, you fucks, fantasy football is on the horizon. And yes, you fucks, I am coming at you. Ooh, and you know I had to get you. Shout out to the great Cypress Hill. And when I was done with that at around 12 o'clock, all in the same day, I went to work on Atypical Season 3 for about 9 hours. Worked till about, 9 p.m. I worked till 9 p.m. I got to do some shit with the great Jennifer Jason Leigh, who truly is excellent. I mean, when I work with her and I watch her, I'm like, this is a real high-level, real-deal actress. She's great. And I was trying to think, like, what is acting? What kind of artistry is acting? Obviously, the form is acting, and it's film acting. It's acting for television. It's acting on camera. It's not stage acting. And it's like, the trick is to just do the same thing over and over and have varying takes on it, because you do take after take, and you want to do little slight variations on it, and you want it to be believable every single time. And working with her and the scenes that we were doing, I was like, this motherfucker, Jennifer Jason Leigh, she's as great as it gets. Like, she's a bad motherfucker. Like, I was saying that to myself during the scenes, because she's just so good, and we had some emotional stuff, and it was just really good. And then after that, and I think there was a few, yes, there was one dude who shouted out Luminary when I was on stage and said something about the podcast. I went to the Laugh Factory and tore that shit up. Shout out to that fan in there who gave love to the podcast. But it was a long fucking day of all sorts of variations of shit talking and expression. And I was wiped the fuck out. I was done. I was finito. I was finished. But I'm glad to be back on the golden microphones of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I am glad to be here. What can I say? A lot of questions came in. Lamar Odom, friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Queens is in the house. Lamar Odom, who will also be participating in this summer's Season 3 of the Big 3. I just saw him at the draft combine. He looked good. He's ready to go. very clear, very focused, seems very comfortable with where he's at in his life. He just wrote a book. The book is called From Darkness to Light. It's a memoir about his life. He's had a crazy life. Not just the stuff that happened with the Khloe Kardashian, but it's just whole life, you know, like his father and his mother and a lot of tragedy around Lamar Odom. A lot of tragedy, like a life of tragedy. Although he has the success of being an NBA player, there's a lot of sadness around his life. And he really articulates a lot of that in the book. I read a couple of excerpts. I saw him on a great interview. And the reason why his name came up, other than the fact that his book came out, is that people came to me because, of course, anything that has to do with Coxman or Stickman, people will come to me because I brought that into the mainstream. I brought that into the popular culture zeitgeist. That's me. Stickman, Coxman, the whole world, the rankings. We know who is at the top of the list. We know who has never made the list. We know honorable mentions and all that stuff. But Lamar Odom talks about in his new book that he considers himself a sex addict, and he estimates that he has been with about 2,000 women. So a bunch of people said, Mike Rapp, does that make Lamar Odom a stick man, a coxman? And I've said it once, and I'll say it again. I'll say it until the horses fly, till the lights go out, till the ship sinks. I'll say it till the end of time. There is a difference between being a stick man. There is a difference between being a coxman than an irresponsible fuck. Now, I'm not saying Lamar Odom is an irresponsible fuck, but the ramifications of his fucking at one point in his life obviously got the better of him. Okay? You must control the pussy. The pussy can't control you. I hate to use that word, okay? But it got out of hand with Lamar Odom. It's been well documented. He almost overdosed. He literally, and I make light of it because I really truly believe he's on the other side, he overdosed on white bitches. He went crazy at that fucking ranch, and he almost killed himself. And God bless him for making a comeback. God bless him for being alive. And I think when he makes his debut this summer with the Big Three, it's literally going to be like, wow. Wow, what truly a comeback. Just to see him alive is one thing, but to see him out there bawling, and I think he's going to put on a show this summer because of his skill set and because of his dedication and because of his revitalization towards living a healthy, safe life. He's going to do very well this summer at the Big Three. But the fact of the matter is that he overdosed, okay, on white bitches. He went crazy at that ranch. So no, although he put up some very impressive numbers, that does not qualify him to be in the Stick Man Hall of Fame. Again, I am so happy that this, Lamar's always been a cool dude. He's always been a nice, likable guy. So everybody is happy to see him back on track, see him seem healthy, seem light, seem positive. Everybody is happy to see him in that way, including me. I've known him throughout the years, not very close to him, not very formally, but I've always had an affection. You've always wanted to see him do well. So I'm glad that he is back. I am glad that he wrote this memoir. I'm sure it was cathartic for him. But just because he's been with 2,000 women does not get him into the Stick Man Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. The question has been raised and the answer has been given. No. N-O for L-O. There it is. N-O for L-O. Sorry. Just going back, because I just realized, going back one more time with the Zion Williamson and the Zion Williamson thing, and I just did say I do have Zion derangement syndrome, so I might double back to him out of the blue throughout this podcast. I saw this article saying, reports have come in that Zion Williamson isn't going back to Duke University. I didn't need that article to come out. I didn't need that validation. No one actually thought this fucking kid was going to go to Duke. Okay? He'll sign with an agent soon, whatever. But like the fact that someone put out an actual article like spent a couple of hours writing and crafting this article, and they're like, well, no, he's definitely not. No one thought he was actually going to Duke. Okay, sorry. Moving on. I talked about this the other day, and I actually finished it, and I feel even stronger about the Showtime Wu-Tang documentary called Of Mics and Men. It's hard to say it's a documentary, but they're calling it a docuseries because it's 4 hours. I don't know what the cutoff is, but I guess if it's broken into parts, it's called a docuseries. But when we talked about it the other day on the LeBron James, a.k.a. Sometimes Goats Are Also Snakes podcast, I had only seen 1.5 parts of the 4 parts total. And I got to say, very, very impressed with the documentary. And I give it 2 high woo symbols in the air, or 5 woo symbols up, if you get what I'm saying. Can't recommend it any higher. Great. I highly recommend the documentary. It covered, there's 9 people in Wu-Tang, and then there's some management, and there's some other people that are involved with Wu-Tang. And to take on the task of a group that means so much to so many people, and a group that has so many actual members in it, and to give everybody in the group their just due, from the You Gods to the Capadonnas, to the Inspect the Decks, to the Master Killers, to the Old Dirties, and give them the same shine as the Method Man, RZA's, Jizz's, Raekwon, and the more known members. Fucking hats off to this guy, Sasha Jenkins. Hats off to Showtime. Hats off to Mass Appeal, who produced it. It's very emotional. It really tells the story without beating it over the head. It really shows what it's like to come from the hood and to have that kind of instant success, although it wasn't just instant, but it always appears that way. It shows how the group came together. It shows about really the sadness of Old Dirty Bastard's life, because when it's shown, like, his short young life and everything that he had been through, and everything that he had been through as before he was Old Dirty Bastard, the famous person, and the circumstances that he grew up in, and sort of getting chewed up and spit out by the industry, and chewed up and spit out in some ways by Wu-Tang Clan. And it shows just like the it's a sad story. He had a sad life. I can't recommend it any higher. So if you have Showtime and you haven't watched it, check it out, Of Mics and Men. I don't know how you could watch it if you don't have Showtime. Do your thing to figure out how, stream it, I don't know, whatever, bootleg it, whatever the fuck you're into, whatever you do. I'm not down with the bootleg, but I know a lot of people are. Definitely check it out. If you're a hip-hop fan, you're going to love it. If you're a Wu-Tang fan, you're going to really love it. And my wife, who obviously knows Wu-Tang and likes Wu-Tangs, but didn't know about the innuendos and the details of them as people, she was just really moved by it. And again, she's sort of a blank slate. And we watched, like the last 2.5 hours of it all the way through. And it just was fucking dope. So I have to give it, 36 liquid swords up for the Wu-Tang documentary. Very impressive and very, very entertaining and very emotional. What else is going on? Listen, we're coming into the halfway point of the year. And that means we're going to do a full recap. Probably, I'd say in July, some point in July, we're going to have to do a full entire recap of the landscape of 2019 Sick Fucks. And what a year it has been. Ladies and gentlemen, we're already compiling, compartmentalizing, and really trying to break down the top sick fucks of 2019. We're in May, okay? And it's a full-time job. We should get a sick fuck of the week staff, or a sick fuck of the week intern at the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, because just keeping track of them, when is the sick fuck gone beyond the sick fuck of the week segment on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast? When is it beyond the sick fucks? Florida, the men, the women, what really qualifies somebody and quantifies somebody as a sick fuck? It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot, but I will tell you, we are on top of it, as always, here at the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. We will not let one sick fuck get away from us, get away from our grasp, and we are keeping tabs on everything. But I think probably sometime in June or July, we're going to have to do just a full sort of recap of where we are in 2019, because you can't go but so long without sort of keeping like tabs on them all. Not just for me, not just for the Dust Brothers, but for you, the fans. Because sometimes when I'm talking about these sick fucks, they're so sick. They're so deranged. They're so out there that like I'll say something about them and then I have to get them out of my DNA. Like you can't live with these people and their sick behavior in your cells, in your being. So you'll forget about him and then you'll go, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I just mentioned this guy 6 weeks ago. I forgot all about him. And I say, thank God. Thank God I forgot all about him. And for you fans out there too, see, you listen, you absorb, sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry, but then you got to just release, because no one wants to live with the thoughts and the ramifications of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, sick fucks of the week. And these people will definitely be on there. They're probably going to be an asterisk next to their name because they're going to need their own branch, their own category. I mean, it's been very disturbing for a lot of people. But I have to give a shout out to the Sick 25. The entire Senate in the state of Alabama. 25 sick fucks. And if you look them up, I never get ashamed of being white, and I don't want to be sort of lumped in with these people because them being white men has come up a lot. And I'm like, these ain't my people. This ain't my family. These ain't my, don't lump me in. Just that's the only thing we have in common. They're white. I'm white. They're men, and I'm a man. But don't fucking blame that shit on me. But the entire Senate, okay, 25 voted officials in the state of Alabama. We always knew, okay, Alabama wasn't up to the current guides, regulations, and restrictions on the rest of the states in the union and the rest of the world, really. But these motherfuckers and their old, old, crusty, nasty, miserable, vile governor, this nasty, deranged, sick fuck, Governor Kay Ivey, who's a woman, because I didn't know the name at first. If it, you know, Kay in this state, you don't know what the fuck. Plus, they're in Alabama. They didn't make up names. But this bitch, I'll call her an old bitch. She's an old dusty bitch. Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama. They voted to ban abortions in the state, not, and I'll say it again, not excluding incest or rape, and that if a doctor performs an abortion in the state of Alabama, they could face up to 99 years in jail. So you could be raped by a rapist, which is no laughing matter. You could be fucked, molested by your cousin, your brother, your father. Be impregnated by one of these savage dog animals. And in the state of Alabama, as these sick fucks, the sick 25, and their governor, that pig, Kay Ivey, they do not think you should be able to legally have an abortion in that state. You dogs, you should be ashamed of yourselves, you pigs, you hyenas, you inbred fucks, you. Now, there's 25 people, okay, that voted for this, these 25 men, my suggestion is this. I would like to see if this is one of them would like to take me up on this offer. I would like to invite any of you or all of you men, I would like to invite you to dinner. Okay, I would like to have a romantic dinner with one or all of these 25 government officials from Alabama. Okay, I'll take you out to dinner, wine you and dine you, and then I would like to fuck each and every one of you in the ass. And I would like to try to impregnate you through your ass. Okay? And then if I do impregnate you through your ass, you'll see if you want to get an abortion from that impregnation through your ass. That's vile. That's disgusting. But so are you. They should all be locked up. No Wonder Bread bag, no olive oil. How dare you? How dare you vote this into existence? How dare you think this way? The audacity to even think this way, to suggest that you could tell a woman what to do with her body. Rape and incest being the most extreme cases. A 15-year-old girl gets pregnant. She should keep it because she's stupid and her boyfriend is stupid and they didn't practice safe sex. Their lives should be changed forever. Whatever the circumstances are, it's nobody's business but that young lady. You fucking pigs, you. You animals. K-Ivy. You old bag. You fucking old bag. You're wearing diapers. You sleep with diapers. You piss the bed. That's where you're at in life. You sleep with diapers. You shit the bed. You dog, you. And they talk about this Make America Great Again. This is what they're talking about with the agains, going back to that old school way of thinking. Going back to these old laws. Going back to these 2,000 years ago, this, Bible this, the Lord said this, Jesus told me this, God said that. Get the fuck out of here. I invite all these guys, each 25 of them, to a romantic dinner. I would like to have my way with one or all of you. Okay? That's how I feel right now. I'd like to have my way with one or all of these 25 men and see what they do with the ramifications of getting skeeted in by me, the Gringo Mandingo. I am Rappaport Podcast. To me close. Sunday. This Sunday. Saturday, it's sold out. Okay? May 18th in San Francisco. Cobb's Comedy. Done. Sold out. It's finished. Okay? It's sold out. The tickets are gone. But Sunday, May 19th, Cobb's Comedy. There are some tickets available. I am going to be up in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy. Shutting it down. The 18th, sorry, sold out. The 19th, there are some tickets available. Come see me this Sunday at Cobb's Comedy. Tickets are available at cobbscomedy.com. And then I'm going to be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company June 2nd, Sunday, June 2nd in San Diego. Tickets are available for that show at AmericanComedyCo.com. And I have a website exclusively for all the comedy shit. MichaelRappaportComedy.com has all my dates. MichaelRappaportComedy.com has all my dates for July, August, and September. Okay, the Disruptive Comedy Tour is taking the fucking road. Okay, you can find all the tickets, all the links at MichaelRappaportComedy.com. I'm coming to Rhode Island. I'm coming to Raleigh June 21st. I'm going to Rhode Island July 12th. I'll be in New Brunswick, New Jersey July 19th through the 21st. I'll be in Levittown, New York. Shout out to Long Island, Strong Island in the house. On July 22nd, I'll be in Albany, New York. July 23rd, I'll be in Burlington, Vermont. Shout out to the Vermont Rapper Pack. I see you. I hear you. I see you on Instagram and on Twitter. July 24th. Then we're going up to the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. West Palm Beach in August. Miami, Florida in August. Carolines in October. And so much more. MichaelRapaportComedy.com. But San Francisco, come see me the 19th. San Diego, come see me June 2nd. Shout me out, talk shit. We're doing some podcasting on the road and all that. Okay? All that and a bag of chips. Now, the Game of Thrones is a show that you know that I don't watch, but I hear it in my house. My wife, she watches it. It's so fucking loud. I have to shut the door and just try to concentrate on whatever I'm doing. Whatever I might be watching in the other room, it's so loud. And she's not even blasting. It's just boom, boom, killing, yelling, screaming, swords and dragons. Get the fuck out of here. I guess the finale, the series finale is coming. And people are freaking the fuck out. I don't know if they're called gamers or throners or whatever the fuck they call themselves. I don't know. But people are excited about it. But people are also asking for a redo. They're so upset with some of the episodes from the final season. They're putting together petitions to get a redo. You ain't getting no redo, Duke. Shit's over. Okay, it's done. Okay? This ain't a game of motherfucking Pac-Man. Okay, this ain't a video game. We're not doing a redo. It's finito. Finished. Okay? And I'm glad it's finished. It's finished. It's done. No more dragons. No more incest. No more of this sick shit that goes on in the Game of Thrones. I know I'm in the minority. I understand. Okay? But it's over. Finished. Sorry. And I'm glad. All right. Miles. Jordan, let me get the sick fuck of the week theme music. This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week.
Sick
fuck.
She's really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck. You look like a sick
that
fuck.
That ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick
what you,
fuck,
what,
you.
What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
Yes, you hear it. Yes, that's the sick fuck of the week theme music. This is an award that's earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, yes, but not given. It seems like there's just copycat sick fucks out there. This happened in Long Island. Apparently, at the North Shore Animal League, which gets a lot of publicity and a lot of funding from Howard Stern, his wife, and him support the North Shore Animal League very publicly and financially. A sick fuck from Long Island. My mother is from Long Island. The great Dr. J is from Long Island. Howard Stern himself is from Long Island. Eddie Murphy is from Long Island. Rakim is from Long Island. Great people come from Long Island, but not this sick fuck. Oh, no. A couple, and if you look them up, they look like fat, deranged, unhealthy, bloated, sick fucks. Eli Noller and his wife, Jessica Kunkman, reads almost like Kuntman, but it's Kunkman, were arraigned Wednesday in court. These sick fucks adopted dogs from the North Shore Animal League. Okay, and beat the dogs viciously to death. A small little cocker doodle, a little dog, couldn't be more than 15 pounds. Okay, three puppies in Manola Island, in Manola, New York, out there in Long Island, where the couple, the husband, beat the dogs while his wife, this pig, did nothing. leaving two of the dogs dead and another fighting for her life. Lock these fat animals up. Look them up. Eli Noller and Jessica Kunkman. They look like sick fucks, and they look like they smell like sick fucks. And the prosecutor said, in my 28 years as a prosecutor, I have never seen a case where someone committed this kind of serial violence against animals. Lock them up. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast will not stand for this. Not on our watch. No. Oh, no. In the Bronx, it happened again. I believe this is the fifth time. A 62-year-old man has been busted for a sex attack on a 68-year-old woman inside her Bronx hospital room. A 62-year-old man sexually assaulted a woman while she was... Jesus Christ. Wow. Unbelievable. The 68-year-old woman was unconscious. This 62-year-old animal, his name is Robert Mariucci. Unfortunately, they haven't posted a picture of this sick fuck. He was in there visiting someone else. Apparently, this sick fuck walks with a limp. He found his way into the 68-year-old victim's room and was sexually assaulting her. What do you do with a pig like this? Here we go again in Oregon. In Oregon, a sick fuck. His name is Fidel Lopez. Fidel Lopez has been convicted of raping his fiance's dog to death. This sick fuck was angry that his fiance had not come home yet. So instead of calling her, instead of text messaging her, instead of waiting it out patiently, Fidel Lopez raped her dog, Estella, to death. This asshole is a guest in this country. This asshole does not live here. This asshole is an illegal immigrant. Well, he put himself under the radar, and now this sick fuck, this dog-raping sick fuck, is not only going to jail, he's going to be deported. You animal. You dumb fuck you. Good. Good. Deport him, lock him up, and then bang him in the ass. Is Florida in the house? Without a doubt. Florida man. You know when it starts off with Florida, and Florida man, it's going to be bad. Guy's name is Daniel Valfarich. He's a sick fuck. Looks like he's hopped up on low-key bath salts. A 33-year-old man in Hollywood, Florida, was charged with two counts of battery on a person 65 years or older. Two Jewish people walked by. He said he was going to fuck them, he was going to get them, and he was going to get all the Jews. Of course you do it to a 65-plus-year-old couple. Of course you do that, because you're a mark-ass, punk-ass bitch. Lock him up. Lock him up. He's being held on $17,000 bail at Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center. Keep him in there. Keep him in there. He's also been charged with an anti-Semitic attack. Good. Keep this piece of shit in there. Moving on. I don't know how to make heads or tails of this, but I know I got a lot of requests for this. This is nuts. They're still trying to figure out what happened here. A woman was missing, okay? A pregnant woman, young, pretty woman. I believe she's 19 years old. Pregnant woman. She's been missing for a few weeks now. Okay, she was found, unfortunately, dead in a Chicago home. Okay? The crazy part of it is that when they found her body, the baby, which she had been, you know, getting ready to have, had been forcibly removed from her body. And this is way out there. This is no laughing matter. This is way out there. So when they found her dead body, the baby was gone. And they're trying to get to the bottom of it. The Chicago police haven't figured it out, but they said, and I quote, "We believe she was murdered, and we believe that the baby was forcibly removed following that murder. She had apparently been going to meet somebody to get some baby clothing." It's so far out, so sick. It definitely feels like some sort of documentary would be done on it, because it's one of these things where it's like stranger than fiction, and they're getting to the bottom of it. But I got a lot of requests to bring this up and to mention this and to bring this sick fucking case to the forefront. Finally, in Oregon, and I have to give a shout out to the most diligent, disciplined, relentless of all the people that participate in the sick fuck of the weeks. And there's a bunch of you guys out there. My guy El Duque, my man Aaron, of course, OG Paul Wall. But the sick fuck of the week whisperer, Mike Schaefer. Man, no, I got to be honest. Nobody goes as hard as this guy. And no disrespect to everybody else participating and bringing the award-winning segment to life. But this guy, he just goes above and beyond. This is terribly disturbing. In Oregon, a kitten was found upside down, encased in spray foam, and trapped near a garbage can in Hillsboro, Oregon. A garbage disposal worker discovered the cat a couple of days ago. The worker was using the hydraulic arm on the garbage can, noticed that the contents weren't coming out, went to go see what was jamming it. He looked inside there. He saw a small cat was encased in spray foam, hanging upside down by its legs. Somehow, some way, the driver said that the cat was whining, fortunately. And somehow, some way, this 8-week-old cat has been taken to a veterinarian and is still alive. Wow. Yo, I want to find out more about this cat, and I want to donate money to help saving this cat, because as you know, I'm not a cat person, but I would never hurt any animals. And whoever did this is a sick piece of shit, and they're on the loose. Okay? They're on the loose, and people are going to find you. We have a lot of listeners in Oregon. We have a lot of listeners in Hillsboro, Oregon, believe it or not. And people are going to find you. This is a true story. It's a sick story and a very disturbing story. Okay? People are going to find you. And God bless this little cat. He's right now at the Hillsboro Veterinary Clinic. And I would be willing to donate some money to make sure this cat could have a healthy life and gets adopted and lives a safe, healthy life going forward. That's it. You can only stomach so much, see? You can only stomach so many sick fucks of the week, okay? You don't want to make yourself sick, dizzy, or just actually vomit on the golden microphones where you're giving out the reel on the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Listen, people, as I told you once, I'll say it one more time. May 21st, we will be on Luminary, okay? We will be on Luminary. That will be the only place you can find the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We are giving you 3 months free. 3 months free. Sign up now for your first 3 months free. Luminary.link/Rappaport. That's luminary.link/Rappaport. I hope to see a bunch of I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast fans this Saturday and Sunday in San Francisco. Cobb's Comedy. Saturday is sold out. Sunday, there are tickets available. CobbsComedy.com. Have a safe weekend, okay? Have a fun weekend. Have a productive weekend. Have a resting weekend. I hope you get every single ounce out of the weekend you want, all right? Be safe out there, people. Drive safe. Take care of one another. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Miles, join. Let me get something real nice. Yes. Something real proper. Yes. But most importantly, something real funky. I'm done.